to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I think we are celebrating a new time change on XM Satellite Radio. I believe we are live right now on channel 166. So for those of you who are turning in, that's wonderful. If you're kind of new to the show, we've been on for about 4 years. We've been playing on different times, multiple different affiliates throughout the country, and we're a call-in medical talk show. Call in, ask your medical questions. But sometimes some of you aren't really that interested in medicine. You want to talk about the Super Bowl, or you want to talk about Benghazi, or you want to talk about Obamacare. That we talk about everything, because anything is related to our health, our well-being, whether it's education, whether it's teachers striking, whether it's what's going on with our national security, it all matters, and we talk about everything on the show. But I am the only medical doctor right now on, from what I understand nationally, that answers mainstream medical questions on the fly. So if you have any questions, please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOC-DALIA. We got a lot to talk about. Looks like some more Medicare news. We have a Triaminic recall. Apparently, we still can't get kids' medications right over the counter. Looks like chewing gum can make us a little bit more smart. Also, we're having some trouble sleeping because of our iPads. A lot of this is common sense, but it kind of helps to hear it. So we got a lot of good topics to talk about. But, of course, the most exciting topic was our correct prediction in the Ravens win yesterday. Woo-hoo! Here you go, Ravens! I got to tell you something. Okay, you know, I was born in L.A. So even though, you know, later when the Raiders came to L.A., you're a Raiders fan, and usually there's a South versus North type of conflict. You know, still, you're from California, you want to root for California. The thing is, though, is when we did our medical calculations last week, we determined that the Ravens was going to win. Now, usually I look at the NFL injury report. If I can't figure it out from the NFL injury report, I decide to go to the coaches. So we looked at Jim Harbaugh versus his older brother, John. Aren't they just so handsome? They are cute. John, though, he's more subdued. Jim is always yelling and screaming on the field. You know that? I mean, he must have dropped so many F-bombs yesterday that, you know, luckily we couldn't, you know, hear any of them on national TV. But he just seemed to be more stressed. Well, it turns out Jim, I guess, had an arrhythmia issue. And from what I understand, I think went through ablation. I had a very successful ablation of the heart to fix the rhythm. Again, I don't have all the information I need, but it was enough information for us to predict that because of Coach Jim and his issues and him just always going ape poop on the field, that John would probably be a little bit more level-headed, lead the Ravens to a win. Now, I'm sure many of you were really frustrated by that blackout. You know, I turned on the news today to go, okay, you know, I was watching Super Bowl for hours. I don't know what's going on in the real world. Can somebody please, you know, clue me in on, you know, what's been happening with our national headlines and our local headlines? And it was all about the blackout, the New Orleans Superdome blackout. To me, that was one of the biggest clusters. You saw the Ravens and their huge momentum. What was the score? It was like 28-6, right? I mean, it was 21-6 halftime, then boom, just right at the kickoff and the punt, they were able to drive it down. I mean, so here they were, 28-6, and it just seemed to me like somebody was sick of it all, and boom, power goes out. Now everyone's saying, nah, 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 nothing suspicious, no conspiracy theories. This happens all the time at the New Orleans Superdome, they call it, right? Yeah, Superdome. Now, that doesn't make any sense. If this happens all the time in the New Orleans Superdome, why the heck did they choose that facility for the Super Bowl? Power was out for 35 minutes. Now, I was actually on a plane. The stress on that plane, people were getting chest pain. I mean, it was so stressful. I was on a JetBlue. Now, JetBlue has TVs. So our flight left 6:20 Eastern time. So, you know, after they told us what to do with the seatbelt and, you know, what to do with the life vest and blowing it in, you know, how to do all that and where the oxygen's going to come from if we have a change in cabin pressure and where the exits are and what we're not supposed to do in the lavatory and, you know, light a match if we have, well, not light a match, but, you know, keep the door open. Anyway, all the stuff they told us, we're like, okay, kickoff. Of course, we missed, you know, Star Spangled Banner. I guess Alicia Keys did a pretty good job. Jennifer Hudson did a good job. Missed it. I T-voted it, though. But that was probably one of the biggest nail biters. So there was a lot of stress. So I got to see the game on the plane. Sorry I was unable to tweet and Facebook what I thought was going on. But it shows you, though, how very easy it is to disrupt momentum. The Ravens just had it. You saw the 49ers. They looked crushed. Now, keep in mind, the 49ers, phenomenal team. When these guys hit the field, they hit it running in the first couple minutes. I mean, the 49ers are a formidable force. And you saw how psychologically they just kept getting hit. All of a sudden, the blackout comes, and they do one of the most phenomenal comebacks I've ever seen in history. Even the sportscasters were talking about this a game previously where the Colts was under by about 22, 21 points as well and was able to make it. So all of a sudden, boom, 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 49ers just over and over and over again. And momentum is huge. You need to ride the momentum. So again, I'm still really confused what the heck, you know, happened with the whole Superdome thing. To me, odd, extremely odd. But it went well. You know, some of you guys were, you know, harping on Beyonce and, you know, lip syncing. You could tell she wasn't lip syncing because she was out of breath, and a lot of the notes she was singing were very short because she was out of breath. So I don't think she was lip syncing. Singing personally, I don't care. You know, I don't really watch the lips. I don't care. Just sing a song, do a show, entertain us because we're just waiting for the football. But you could only do so much when you're dancing around on stage. Not to mention, I heard it was pretty cold. It was like 60 degrees out there. So you're freezing. You're running around. You're going to be a little short of breath. But anyway, Ravens won. So next year, I'll give you guys, again, our picks. So hopefully you can make the right bet. Now, we are going to be talking about the reactive depression. Many of you get a postseason depression. I guess some of you aren't into basketball. And you got to cut that stuff out. Stop that crap. You don't need it. All right, guys, we got a lot to talk about. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to XM Satellite for broadcasting the show. Looks like we have a new time, 9 o'clock Pacific time. This is awesome, awesome. Get to talk to my morning drivers. Our show still plays, I guess, 5 a.m. Eastern, which is 2 a.m. Pacific. We were playing 5 p.m. Eastern. Now switch to noon Eastern or 9 a.m. Pacific. Does that confuse you? Right? Either should just talk in Pacific terms all the time or Eastern terms all the time. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Because of you, it looks like we made the top 100 radio shows, Talkstream Lives, compilation of talk radio shows. No, there's not just 99. There's actually more than 100 shows. I know we made the list. I'm peeing in my pants. I'm just as shocked as you all are. So thank you guys for tuning in, answering your questions, taking any of your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And of course, we're always taking your emails. Our website is drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Please, of course, follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Myra from Toledo writes, Doctor, I have the flu, but my children have not yet been affected. I have two cats. Could I give my cats the flu? And should I be worried that they could then transmit the flu to my children? Okay, this is a good question. Many of you ask me about pets, and could they transfer the flu? In theory, absolutely. Your pets could, in theory, transfer any cold. Now, whether the animals get the true flu or not, that's kind of debatable. You know, whenever I'm sick, I get into bed and the cats and dogs always come up on the bed and they lick my face and they do kissies and they sit on my face. So obviously I'm breathing all over them. Not to mention whenever I leave the house, they take over my pillow. So if I was just sitting there breathing on my pillow or all night long drooling on it, now they've been exposed. So obviously we expose our pets. Yes, pets can get sick. Every now and then, you know, you'll see your pet sneeze or poop diarrhea or vomit or something. My animals, they just blow it out of both ends all the time. It's pretty disgusting. But where I think scientists or researchers are concerned is if a virus, let's say, lands in a non-human host, it could actually mutate or evolve or change. So we don't like our animals getting the flu, which is why you'll never hear us say, oh, don't worry about your dog not getting sick or your cat not getting sick. We want you to stay away from everybody when you have the flu. And yeah, because I think if it's on the little dog's snout and then the dog goes up to your kids and nuzzles your kid, he could transmit it even if the dog doesn't seem to get sick. Now, there was a study, I'm looking this up right now, they say, of cat blood samples. And they found that 30% of cats in Ohio, oh, and Myra's in Toledo. Well, that's interesting. They say 30% of cats in Ohio had been infected with seasonal flu. 20% had been infected with the swine flu, the H1N1 flu strain, which caused the 2009 pandemic. Studies also suggest that there has been an increase in cat flu infections. Now, my cats do absolutely nothing. They just sit on their butts all around the house. So many of us think, well, what does it matter? It's not like they have to go to work. They don't do nothing. True, they don't. My cats are lazy. All they do, honestly, is run around, play with their toys, scratch up my nylons, and they wipe their butt on my pillow. If they have any of the litter box poo-poo powder on them, what's that called? The litter, kitty litter. If they have kitty litter stuck to their butt because it was a wet type of defecation, they just wipe it on my pillow. So, I mean, that's really their day in a nutshell. And then every now and then the male cat wants to mark his territory and he'll urinate on my coat or dress after he tears it down from the hanger. That's their day. So usually we really don't care. We kind of hate our cats. Do you know that? I mean, I love my pets, but I've never had to hate the dog, even if the dog takes a huge dump in the house. All right? I never hate the dog. The cats know exactly what to do to hate you. One of my cats, and it was right before I started to do some filming with Pawn Stars, had run across my face and sliced, you know, because they aren't declawed, and sliced the eyebrow open. So I have this big, huge gash on my eyebrow. Now, keep in mind, I kind of have a unibrow, so I have to do a lot of plucking and waxing. Now I can't even do anything with the eyebrows because I have a big, huge slash. You know, the cats are just a thorn in your side. So even though many of us really don't give a heart and do if they actually get the flu or not, I do believe that they actually can transmit it to other family members. The dogs can do that too. You know, your pets harbor a lot of germs. My husband would always kiss the dog, and if the dog ever kissed him on the mouth, you know, I would say, wash your mouth off before you kiss the kids or kiss me. And my husband would say, dogs' mouths are the cleanest of the animal species. That's bull crap. All right, I see what the dogs do. My dogs go into the kitty poo-poo boxes and eat the cat's poo-poo. And you're telling me that the dog can lick your face and it's fine? That there's healthy flora What is it? Yogurt? What are you telling me? You're going to get probiotics from the dog's mouth? That's disgusting. Don't kiss the dog. I don't know. But anyway. Okay, so according to one researcher, they say human-to-pet transmission happens, but they worry about the evolution of the virus. A flu virus that hops across species has the potential to undergo changes in its genetic code that can make it more virulent and dangerous to people. This could be a movie, people. You thought Argo was good. Imagine them doing a movie on virulent flu viruses that are changing their genetic codes. I'd be biting my fingernails and toenails. That would be a real good flick. They say all viruses can mutate, but the influenza virus raises special concern. There's your antagonist right there. Right there. Did you see that? The influenza virus. Just have the bad guy, influenza, put him in a big, dark, you know, cape and have him go, shh, you know, make weird sounds. Because it could change large segments of its DNA fairly easy. Yeah, influenza mutates pretty rapidly. You notice some of the other viruses don't really seem to mutate that much. You know, like the herpes virus, the hepatitis virus. HIV has a lot of potential to mutate. We've talked about the HIV virus. It's a pretty smart virus. HIV is a super smart virus as opposed to some of the other viruses that cause the common cold. Those are stupid viruses. Did I tell you guys about the stupid virus versus the super smart virus? All right. Why do I think certain viruses are stupid? Well, first of all, they don't make interesting content for a radio show. But number two is, when you have your rhinoviruses, your adenoviruses, they're kind of dumb because they're self-limiting. You know, they really don't have a means to replicate and live in your body long term. So they kind of already have a self-destruct. They don't really last long. So evolutionary-wise, Darwinian-wise, you just know those suckers, you know, don't last too long. Then they infect the part of the body that can easily spew it out. When the rhinovirus or the adenovirus or enteroviruses or what have you lands on your nasal passages or lands in your mouth, you could, or the respiratory tree, you could cough it out, you could sneeze it out. So they pick a body part that you could easily wipe, spray, sneeze, spew, spit, whatever it out. Okay, not very smart. Then you pretty much know you've got it right away. Within the first 48 hours, you know you have a cold. And again, what happens? You sneeze, you cough, your body's defense mechanism kicks in. Then it's gone 5, 7, 9, 10 days. Stupid virus. Your medium viruses, kind of your B student viruses, are your hepatitis and your herpes. And your varicella, the chicken pox virus, which later can cause shingles. Okay, these suckers, they live for life. All right, they find a place to camp out. They find a place to camp out, and they sit. Sometimes they fester and come out as shingles, or they'll come out as a herpes outbreak, or they'll come out as a hepatitis, or they'll just sit there and kick back for a while. Sometimes with hepatitis B, hepatitis C, you have no idea you have it. Sometimes with herpes, you have no idea you have it. I've found people who have had herpes virus and never even had an outbreak. And then the herpes can just kind of, I mean, think how smart the herpes is. Herpes decides to infect, you know, the groin, the pelvic area. Very smart, because a lot of people have sex, right? Smart virus, right? But not super smart. The super smart virus is your HIV. That sucker is brilliant, deadly, scary, but brilliant. You get HIV, sometimes you have absolutely no clue until the blood test comes up 6 months later. Yeah, some of you may get myalgia, some of you may get diarrhea. You know, number two is, it doesn't land on the respiratory tree or the nose, right? It gets into the blood. Or you get it when you have sex. Very, very smart. Knows how to just sneak in there. Then, does it affect the respiratory tree? Does it land in an area that you could spew it out? No. Where it decides to attack, yeah, it can't affect the respiratory tree, technically. But where does it attack? It attacks your T lymphocytes, the blood cells that are the only things in the body that could really fight it. And then it forces the T lymphocytes to create more of the HIV virus. This sucker is so smart. It gets the Super Smart Virus Award. This is the one that I freaked out about mutating. When I asked my virology professor in school and my medical professor a couple years later and asked, could it ever mutate to airborne? They both said, hell yeah, without hesitation. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Doctor, give me the news. I got What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
As I walk along, I wonder.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is pretty cool. Apparently, researchers have found the human remains of Richard III. Now, Richard III was killed in battle in 1480. 1685. I believe in a very bloody battle led by Henry Tudor, who I guess later took his place. I guess Richard III was depicted by William Shakespeare as a tyrant. He was supposedly hunchbacked, had a withered arm, and from what we understand, they had found the remains. With DNA testing, they were able to confirm that it was Richard III's body. To me, that still blows my mind. Apparently, I guess they said it was identified by DNA analysis after researchers traced his living descendants. Investigators from the University of Leicester today revealed that the remains bore the marks of 10 injuries inflicted shortly before his death. Now, some of these injuries are pretty graphic from what we understand. Now, when they were talking about him being kind of hunchbacked, to me, that always means scoliosis. Because when the back and the vertebrae form an S, and it seems to, with the physical forces, bend and turn, you can actually have one scapula or one shoulder higher than the other. That's why whenever we screen your kids or grandkids for scoliosis, we have them put their hands together, right, to even out their shoulder blades and to start a dive. We don't want them to dive into the floor. The liability is too high, and I really don't want the floor cracking any more than it has. But you have them dive and bend forward, and you lift up the shirt, and you look at the spine, but you also look to see if there's any asymmetry with one shoulder or scapula or shoulder blade looking higher than the other. So I'm looking right now at the remains of Richard III, and he has huge scoliosis. Now, even though most of the scoliosis occurs in the mid to low back, you will see the elevation in the shoulder blades, which is more upper back, your upper thoracic spine. You got your cervical spine, the neck spine, then you got your thoracic that attach to each rib. So you got, you know, your cervical vertebrae, about 7. You have the thoracic, which are 12. I know many people think women have an extra rib, or men have an extra rib. No, usually, no. There's 12 sets of ribs, 12 thoracic spine, and then you got the lumbar. Usually 5, very rarely some of you have 6 lumbar spine. You still do well. Doesn't really make you taller, but it looks cool. All right. They still don't know exactly what the heck they were talking about with the withered arm. It looks like his arms, the humerus, the radius, the ulna, they look great. Unfortunately, though, the skull looked pretty badly beaten up. There was also a huge pelvic fracture from what they believe was a wound thrust through his buttock, possibly into his rectum. So it was a pretty gruesome end for him. You see pieces of the skull taken out. Now remember, back then, you know, in the 1400s, they would use a variety of things. They'd use axes and swords and blunt instruments. So when you see holes out taken out of his skull, you know, you could just imagine some of these, you know, archaic and gross type of weapons that they would use. I think it's fascinating nonetheless that, you know, they could find his remains, trace it back. I'm going to read a little bit more of this on my break. Sorry, guys. This is pretty cool. Okay. What are they talking about? A toilet? Oh, there was a toilet built above his skeleton. Oh, that's not good. Yeah, I think we need to put stipulations when we're buried, you know, what not to have nearby. Well, wasn't somebody buried with some Burger King? Didn't the family go and get some drive-thru and get some Burger King? I think that sounds cool. If I'm buried, God forbid, okay, you know, I would love a Happy Meal with me, because I think it's fascinating that these Happy Meals have been found to live for years unscathed because of all the preservatives. Yeah, you could bury me with a Happy Meal if you want, but please, no toilet nearby. I don't want any sewer. I have an amazing sense of smell. I don't hear very well. I have some hearing issues, and obviously my voice isn't the best. Me. But I smell, and I'm afraid in the afterlife I would smell that. So please, no sewage system or anything that would stink next to me. Throw my body spray in there with me too, just in case, you know, we do all rise back and are resurrected. I could at least, you know, spray some body spray on me so I could smell all nice and pretty. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDA. ASSLI. Of course, another cluster when it comes to recalling the medication, Triaminic and Theraflu, right, had to be recalled after they found that children accidentally ingested the medication because I guess their child-resistant caps weren't very child-resistant. And this is not the season to have a Triaminic and Theraflu recalled while we're in flu season. Pharmaceutical company has, I guess it's Novartis, has recalled 2.3 million units of cold and cough syrups after four children opened up the child-resistant caps and accidentally ingested the medication themselves. Didn't child-resistant caps come out in the 80s? Okay, kids are a little more wily and savvy now, right? With video games and their dexterity, true, their grammar stinks. I get that. I mean, I see the way my kids spell. I told you I was extremely upset at one of my children. A few years back, I had gone on the computer, and when I had typed something in, you could see what the old recent searches were. And I've told you guys this. And there was a search that said B-U-B-B-E-E-S. My guess is he was typing in boobies. B-U-B-B-E-E-S. I didn't know if I was more upset that he was typing in boobies or he didn't know how to spell the stupid word. So we had a big, long talk, and I made him write out the word boobies correctly many, many times. And I think he got so sick of it that he's like, I don't think I'm going to look him up. That's my guess. My kids tell me they don't look up anything online now. we have protections, but, you know, you can't protect them against all computers, not to mention their friends. Anyway, these child-resistant caps were found with why am I talking about boobies? The Triaminic and Theraflu child-resistant caps did not work, and I guess the child could even remove them with the tamper-evident plastic seal still in place. Now, this was according to a statement from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. I mean, here's my thing. I have never left medicine out on the counter thinking, oh, it's child resistant, so we're safe. I don't do that. I assume, you know why? Because I think the kid could drop the bottle and then if it breaks, lick it off the floor. I mean, I love my kids. They're smart, but they would do something that stupid. I know my kids. I'm not going to lie. They'd do that. I mean, you know, if it seemed yummy or they really wanted the cough syrup, I could see them knock the sucker over. So, you know, my suggestion to any parent or grandparent out there is all medications, no matter how tamper resistant you think it is. I got to admit, pill cases nowadays are actually easier than they were in the 80s because many of us with arthritis couldn't open up the cap, right? So now I think many of these caps you push down a little bit and then you twist. A kid could figure that out. They understand the whole lever idea. I don't understand why we're being, you know, duped. These kids, they know. All right. Anyway, the recalled syrups do contain acetaminophen, which is Tylenol. Some contain diphenhydramine, which is in Benadryl. So obviously these kids could overdose. None of the kids died from what we understand, but one of them did get pretty sick and had to be hospitalized. All right. This is why they had to make pretty drastic changes on the dosing of these medications. I see some of the calls coming in. I think we're coming up on break. If you have any questions or comments, call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Stay on the lines. We'll get right to you. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs. And downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Answering your medical questions or any of your questions, your comments, just bring it. We got Phil calling from Georgia. Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Pretty good, Doctor. How are you today?
Not too shabby. A little constipated, but, you know.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I'll prescribe something for you.
Please do.
I've got a problem with my right foot that's been progressively getting worse over the past year. Unfortunately, I was unemployed for quite a while, and I didn't have health insurance to go get it checked out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm employed now, and I've got an appointment next month, but it just bothers me so much. And to give you a synopsis of it, I know this could probably be a very long thing, but it feels numb. There's not really a great deal of pain involved with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels numb up into my leg somewhat, but it almost feels like sometimes the foot is not even there.
Where does the numbness start? Does it start at the toes, or does it start a little more forward?
It's more on the bottom, on the right side. Now, this is my right foot, so it's the outer portion, and then underneath and up to the toes and then the heel. But that's when it feels the worst right there.
Okay. All right. I mean, have you ever had a back injury?
I have had, that was where I was going to go next. Yes, I actually got hit with a 55-gallon drum in 2006.
Oh, no.
And as a result, I had surgery on two discs. That was a bad year. I had five surgeries for five different things.
Oh, my.
But anyway, I had that one. And then now last year, about this time last year, actually, they found I was having pain with my right leg. So they found a little piece of bone that had chipped off. That it worked its way right directly into my nerve column in the spine.
Oh, no.
No matter walking, sitting, no matter what I did, it hurt 24 hours a day.
Okay, and they took it out, I'm assuming, right?
They finally removed that and told me I would probably have nerve damage for either 6 months, 2 years, or it would never repair itself.
Okay. Yeah, boy, they really narrowed it down for you, didn't they? You know, I'm glad you actually brought it up. Don't worry, no question is too long because a lot of us have feet pain and a lot of us have, nerve or neuropathy. So it's a great subject. Now, I'm assuming you've been tested for diabetes.
Correct. And they do tell me I have it, but I take metformin every day.
Okay. Okay. And then one last question here. The numbness that you said goes up your leg, does it stop at a place where you could actually point to your finger? When the numbness goes from the foot on up, does it stop at a place where you could actually draw a line?
Actually, if you just put on a sock, right about where the top of the sock is, that's about where it stops.
Sock, okay. Okay, that's about the same place I stopped shaving my legs, too. Okay, great. You know what, Phil? I'm glad you brought that up. If you had numbness in both feet and it wasn't that well demarcated, I would be really worried about diabetic neuropathy. I would say it looks like your feet are starting to go numb. This is a side effect of, you know, what happens with the diabetes. The nerves aren't getting as good a blood flow, and you start to get neuropathy. But the fact that it's so localized, it makes me think of neuritis, something pinching a nerve, something inflaming a nerve. Now, also, bad footwear. Improper shoes, and Phil, thank you for calling. I'll go through a little bit more detail, but improper footwear, poor sitting, poor posture could definitely lead to nerve pinching. I'm a little shocked that they're going to take a whole month to see you. I understand you just got a job and waiting for the insurance to kick in, etc. I get very nervous when somebody deals with numbness. You know, many people will say, you know what, it's only numb, it doesn't hurt, so there's no rush. Well, to me, there's a huge rush, because if you're numb, you won't be able to innervate your muscle, and you won't be able to work your muscles as well as you would a foot where you have most of your sensation. So I worry a lot about atrophy of the muscle. Plus, if you're a diabetic with a numb foot, you're at at extremely high risk for infection. You know, we've talked at great lengths about diabetes and why people lose their legs and unfortunately go through amputations, or why they did more in the past than they do now. Now we try to jump on the diabetes as quickly as possible. But if you're numb, then you don't see the little micro cuts or the micro tears you could get from a new shoe or from walking around barefoot. Bacteria love the taste of sugar, and our diabetics are very sweet and very, look how sweet Phil, what is it, wasn't he sweet? But anyway, they're very, very tasty, sugary, very, very tasty. You could lick a diabetic patient and taste the sugar. Doctors used to taste the urine of patients. I'm not advocating that by any means, but that's how we would tell you were diabetic, would taste your urine and it would be sweet. Thank God we don't do that anymore. So, you know, we really worry if you're diabetic and are having some sort of neuropathy, even if the neuropathy has nothing to do with the diabetes. If you have an issue with a bad back, a nerve pinching, a floating bony fragment, we need to address that immediately, because you get a little cut on your foot, lack of nerve supply, you don't feel it, it starts to fester. If you don't sit there and bend over or bring that leg up so you can take a peek at the bottom of your foot, these things can fester pretty quickly. So, you know, to me, it sounds like in Phil's particular case, something localized, more of a nerve type of pinch. But, you know, many of us, we really ignore our axis, all right? Okay? Look at our cars. We worry more about rotating our tires and our alignment on our cars than we do with our body. How many of you go and see a chiropractor on a regular basis? See, I don't see one of you raise your hand. Now, I'm looking. Well, yeah, I'm in a studio, but I could guess. A lot of you are not raising your hand. Okay, one of you was raising your hand. I see you. Fine. Okay, so, you know, now, the reason I'm a huge fan of chiropractors is not only because I'm married to one, but I started to go numb. I was pregnant at the time with my second child. My leg went numb. I could stab it with a fork if I wanted to, just for funsies. And apparently, one of my vertebrae was off. So when my husband adjusted me, immediately I could feel the difference. But I got to tell you, having a body part that's numb scares you. I thought I was having a stroke. Why the heck would one leg, and for those of you that's seen me, I'm really no size 2. So, I mean, that's a big, huge leg, kind of thunder thigh type of thing, if I could really implant that image into all your heads. And that's pretty scary. Now, do I think Phil's having a stroke? No, it's too demarcated, too well demarcated sock type of distribution. Yeah, you always worry somebody with diabetes could be at higher risk for stroke, absolutely. But, you know, if you have nerve impingement, if you have, you know, some nerve vulnerabilities and them not being able to flow like they need to. You know, sometimes chiropractic is wonderful, or osteopathic manipulation to get the pressure off. Now, not everybody's a candidate. Okay, it sounds like Phil has been a surgical candidate. He probably needs another MRI, somebody taking a look at the disc and seeing what else is going on. But a lot of us just forget to take care of our backs. We forget to take care of our feet. You know, many of you say, but Dr. Dahlia, I don't lift heavy things. Why did I throw my back out? All I did was bend over to pick a pencil that dropped off the desk. Well, it's because your back wasn't healthy to begin with. If just bending over once to pick up a little baby pencil could throw your back out, that means you were already shifted or subluxated, which is a very mild dislocation, for a while. And that was just the straw that broke the camel's back. You know, and so my recommendation is, any of you that are kind of having some issues with your back, kind of having some issues with your feet, maybe borderline diabetic, don't wait till it's full blown, especially since we don't know where Obamacare is going. You know, all I could do is think about, thank God Phil got the surgeries he needed to now, as we're going to be talking about in the next hour. We definitely have some issues going on with what's being offered and what's not being offered, as well as prices of plans still skyrocketing. We haven't been able to control healthcare costs in the very least. But I see what many of you wear. I look at your shoes. You know, another way to tell if you're doing a big no-no with the way you wear your shoes or your footwear is take a look and see how your shoes are wearing down. Look at the heels. Look at the toes. If they're uneven or if they're worn down at all, you may want to go and get fitted for some good shoes. And not none of these fancy high heels or these fancy dress shoes that make you look sexy. You know, get some real good tennis shoes. Wear those to work. I'm barefoot right now, but when I go to work, I wear tennis shoes. To heck with that. All right, guys, don't go away. Got another hour coming up. Keep the questions coming. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.